And I do want to make one very quick announcement about next week. Next week, we will have pre-registration available for the January session. And Bob will have books available. And the pre-registration is $85. And the book is Rebirthing of God by J. Philip Newell. It's a wonderful book. Rebirthing of God by J. Philip Newell. Very provocative title. And we hope. It's a really good book. I've read it. Okay, this is a really good time to be quiet. And let's clear our minds and open our hearts for in a time of silence. It's such an honor today to have Steve Jacobson with us. I've really enjoyed getting to know Steve. I was very concerned because today Steve has to cover 3 chapters. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's a lot. But Steve is uniquely qualified to cover these particular three chapters, especially the last one, A More Enlightened Left and Right and the Fulfillment of America's Spiritual Mission. Steve has such a dynamic and varied background, and it generates a special kind of wisdom. He's been in the real estate business. He's an academic. He's a mystic, an adventurer, a hiker, a pastor, and a comforter, and more. And here's just a little bit of his history. He graduated from UCSB in 1974 with a degree in European history. He worked in the title insurance and real estate business. He completed a year of law school. He moved then to the East and earned a Master's of Divinity from Princeton Theological Seminary in 1981. He was pastor for 27 years in New Jersey and then rural Washington State, and then Goleta Presbyterian for 16 years. During this time, he published a book. He wrote 11 articles on the relationship of spirituality to a variety of topics, including secular work, leadership, and digital technology. In 2000, Steve was visiting scholar in the Department of Religious Studies at UCSB. In 2007, he was named local hero in the Santa Barbara Independent. From 2008 to 2014, he served as executive director of hospice in Santa Barbara. And recently, he became the co-director at La Casa de Maria. As you can see, he has a big variety in his history. Steve is married. He has 3 daughters, 2 grandsons. His interests include classical music, opera, new music, film, and baseball. I hope you watched last night. Go Cubs! Go Cubs! Okay, Tom, let's do a blessing and welcome for Steve.